My starter pack on Sokola Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. This is the show where we get players to take us on a trip down memory lane. On this edition, we have a South African goalkeeper plying his trade in the Northern Ireland Football League for Portadown FC. He holds the record for being the youngest player to make his PSL debut, holding a few days over Muneeb Josephs. This Bafana Bafana hopeful has received countless awards during his time in Ireland and is looking as if his future is going to be bright. I am, of course, talking about Jethryn Barr. I am your host, Aiden, and this is My Starter Pack. I am happy to be joined by Portadown FC goalkeeper Jethryn Barr. Welcome to My Starter Pack.
Hi, Aiden. Thanks for having me.
My first professional coach.
My first professional coach was Clive Barker. And as many people know, Clive Barker was an excellent motivator for a young player coming up. He was probably the perfect coach for me to have. Clive lived in Durban, and I knew him from Durban growing up. I used to do extra training with him there on a Monday. And then by chance, he happened to get a chance to come coach at Bidvisfits, which was obviously my first professional football team. Yeah. And then he's actually the one that ended up giving me my debut.
My first academy.
Yes, so there was a place called Westville United Football Academy. That's the academy I was at before I joined Bidvisfits Academy. And we actually had a few successful players from that academy make it in the PSL. We were playing junior football. I was playing for a team called Eskom Football Club. And already at that age, I was starting to make a lot of noise with my performances at junior level. And so a lot of teams started coming to watch me. And Westville United Football Academy was one of them.
My first position.
Well, I think a lot of goalkeepers will tell you a story about that. I started off as a striker.
And how did you end up going from one side of the pitch to the other, from striking to goalkeeping?
I wasn't scoring many goals, was I? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. So I was always quite a tall kid growing up, and I wasn't the fittest. And so one day the coach said, boy, this is your position. And threw me in the goals, and I was just natural at it. And then ever since then, that was my place.
My first agent.
Yeah, it was Mike McCobb.
Mike McCobb, and how long were you and Mike together for?
It was about 3 years, I think.
How did that come into fruition?
So Mike is obviously a guy that's very interested in looking at young footballers, guys that are up and coming, and being from Durban and me making a lot of noise in Durban, he obviously came to come watch me play one game. I think it was against Golden Arrows at the time. And he liked what he saw. And we had a couple of meetings, and that was it.
My PSL debut.
Yeah, it was very chaotic for me. So I was only just a young man. Just turned 17 years old. And Emil Baron had gotten injured that game. And I had to come on. It was in a packed stadium against Orlando Pirates, actually. And yeah, I was wearing a jersey maybe five times too big for me. Remember, I was only young. And I think just before I came on, the cameras were on me. And I didn't have my jersey tucked in, and it was really, really big. And in front of the TV cameras, Clive comes and he starts tucking my jersey in. So I guess that really set the tone for everyone realizing just how young and crazy that moment was for me. You know, it was a packed stadium. I was playing fourth division, you know, Castle League, I believe it was called at the time, to all of a sudden playing against Orlando Pirates. So it was a big thing. Yeah, we ended up going on to lose 1-0.
My first live match.
My first live professional football match I went to go watch was Kaizer Chiefs at Moses Mabhida Stadium. I remember because I went to go watch Kune play. That's how I can remember. I can't remember who they were playing against exactly. But yeah, I'm going to go take some notes there.
My first football idol.
Growing up, I always loved watching Cornier play. From young, I've always watched his game, studied his game. And then abroad, it was Iker Casillas and Petr Cech. So I think those were the three guys that really modeled my game around to this day.
Let's talk about Cornier here. What about his playing style, his technique, made you want him to be your idol? Why did you idolize him?
I just think at the time he was in his prime. He was saving everything. He had excellent ball distribution. He was just honestly unbelievable goalkeeper. And I think just with his ball distribution as well, you know, it's something everyone in South Africa nowadays grows up wanting to be good at. And back then I was just the same like everyone else. Ball distribution has become a big part of my game and my career. And so probably one of my strengths now. And right now, currently in Europe, it's what the coaches are enjoying, because I believe the goalkeepers have only really started trying to do this whole distribution accuracy thing here in Europe, where because of Cornier, us in South Africa, we've been doing it for years. So in that regard, we're so far ahead. We come here, you know.
My first professional paycheck.
I think I've been waiting for one day to answer this question. I think a lot of people will be shocked. It was 500 rand a month.
My first football mentor.
Oh, there's so many, to be honest with you. But I would say my first one would have to be a guy called Steve Besedenot. Steve was an ex-goalkeeper, and he's the one that actually scouted me from Eskom to go to Westville United Football Academy. And he gave me some real crucial development and training, you know, at that age to help take my ability to the next level to get me ready for Wits.
My first VRPA!
I think it was 18. It was the 1976 Datsun.
My first make mama proud moment.
There was a thing called Nike Chance, and that's where I ended up getting scouted at Bidvest. So I think that day when they called out my number and I got selected to go represent KZN in Johannesburg, I think that was the first day she really was extremely proud.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
I think I'd have to say Benny McCarthy. Locally, I got to meet him when we played AmaZulu, so I was very chuffed with that. Just what he's done in his career, you know, playing in England, must be tough staying away from home that long. He did so much while he was here. He ended up winning the Champions League. I think every South African's aspiring to have a career like him.
And which international player would you say is the GOAT?
Cristiano Ronaldo, I'd have to say.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was fantastic to talk to you again. Good luck for the rest of the season. I believe it has just begun, and we will stay in touch.
Thank you, Aiden. Appreciate it.
My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.